I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Would you please join me as we honor America and stand and offer the pledge to the flag?
Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Next is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Agle. Any questions, discussion, changes, or additions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Agenda is approved unanimously. Next, we move to special reports and presentations. First is our good news. Mr. Stevens, we'll start with you.
We'll start with Glenwood. Glenwood is excited to partner with Rogers Group. They have donated over $11,000 to resurface the Glenwood track and are partnering for the upcoming virtual science night on October 30th. They are providing treats for students and examples of STEM careers. Congratulations, Glenwood.
Ms. Agle.
From Jefferson Middle School, ASAP of Anderson County provided $800 towards the JMS Staff Leadership in Action Awards. Seventh grade social studies teacher Brian Smith was featured in the Mapping Advocacy and Other News from UT Geography newsletter for his work on his GIS class at Jefferson. For almost a decade, Smith has designed and facilitated geospatial technologies teacher professional development programs for the Tennessee Geographic Alliance. Many of these have been in partnership with the UT Department of Geography. He combines his understanding of geospatial software and an engaging teaching style that highlights equal parts pedagogy and patience. Three Jefferson educators, Jim Dodson, Alex Goldberg, and Callie Painter, were showcased in a YouTube video to promote Jefferson STEAM for the American Museum of Science and Energy fundraiser. The video is available to view on the Jefferson Twitter account. Jefferson boys cross country team won their sectional meet for the second year in a row. This qualified them for the state meet held over fall break in Clarksville. The boys team finished second overall at the state meet, capping off a great season for the team. And that's good news.
My good news comes from Jefferson and Robertsville, and you may remember this, but it certainly doesn't hurt to reiterate it. All students and staff at Jefferson and Robertsville received a handmade mask from the Nakashee Sister City Exchange. The mask brought a much needed spirit of enthusiasm to our school days. Students and staff are continuing to wear the mask in the spirit of friendship with our sister city. Also, some good news, and I'm going to put this person on the spot, and he may not want to do this. Mr. Clodney, can Richard operate that, and you come to the microphone for a moment? Among the many things that Mr. Clodney does, other than operate the TV equipment, is coach the Lady Wildcat volleyball team. They have had tremendous success over the last several years, but as any good coach will tell you, the year's not really successful unless you reach that very top pinnacle of a state championship. And I think, coach, they're just right there close to being taken. So could you just take a couple of minutes, and I wish we And maybe we will after the first of the year. And I will extend the invitation to bring your Lady Wildcat volleyball team here to one of our meetings and let us recognize them. But could you just kind of recap this, give us just a quick recap of this very successful season that your team had?
Sure. So we've had, as you said, we have a great season. I appreciate you taking the time to recognize the ladies. They've done a wonderful job over the last couple of years. We actually had a fairly unique situation, at least in high school sports, where last season we had no seniors at all. So we got to have the same group of girls come back for 2 years in a row, which is just, as a coach, is just a dream come true. And they're just wonderful people and wonderful players, and it's been a blast for me to watch them grow up and get better at both volleyball and, of course, life. This year was all sorts of challenges, as you'd expect, from trying out a month later than we usually do to starting in small groups of six and seven before we finally got going. And once we got going in earnest, it was just full out until the end of the season. We ended up 19-4 this year, which was a fantastic year, obviously. We didn't get to play in any of the tournaments that we usually do, as everything we did this year was about making sure we got through the season and got to play. And it was successful. You know, we didn't have to cancel any matches. We didn't have to reschedule any matches. We did everything we could to make it safe and a good season for everybody, and it certainly was. We went undefeated in our district. We won the championship over West in an exciting five-setter, and then played Farragut for, I believe, the third year in a row now in the region round. And after losing them in a five-setter a week or so before, we ended up losing in four, won the first set, and then kind of fell off a little bit in the last three. But they just fought and fought and fought, and it was such an honor to be a part of it and to see everything that they were able to accomplish. And, you know, we've got seven seniors who are moving on and graduating, and we'll be doing wonderful things. At least one, Ainsley Patrick, is going to go play in college. I know there'll be others. She's going down to Tulane to play on their beach team. And there'll certainly be other commitments between now and the end of the year. So it's been just an absolute pleasure for me to be a part of this program, and this year was super special.
Thank you, and we certainly appreciate what you do there as well. Thank you very much. Ms. McLean.
Okay, I have good news for Oak Ridge High School. Oak Ridge High School is excited to announce that four students are National Merit semifinalists this year. They now have the opportunity to continue in the National Merit Scholarship Competition for some 7,600 scholarships worth more than $31 million. Over 1.5 million students entered the competition. The nationwide pool of semifinalists representing less than 1% of the U.S. high school seniors includes the highest scoring entrants in each state.
Ms. Webb.
Also at Oak Ridge High School, two ORHS students have been named National Merit Commended Scholars, and they are being recognized for their exceptional academic promise demonstrated by their outstanding performance on the PSAT National Merit Scholarship Qualifying Test. Over 1.5 million students took the test and entered the scholarship competition. National Merit Scholarship Corporation identifies the top 50,000 highest scores. 34,000 of those high school seniors are recognized as the commended scholars, and the other 16,000 are recognized as semifinalists. Well done, Oak Ridge High School.
And that's just some of the good things that are taking place in our school as the year continues on. Next item is our public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments, or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the microphone, state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board tonight? Seeing no one, we'll move on to the consent agenda, and I'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Any discussion? Hearing none, please cast your vote.
Okay.
The consent agenda is approved unanimously. Next, we move to items for action. This is a first reading, board policy 6.3041, Title IX, and sexual harassment. Again, a first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 6.3041, Title IX, and sexual harassment.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
You guys can see there's 6 pages of red here. So brand new policy, really a lot of things being pushed down federally and then from the state level. Lots of changes here, but they really have tightened up, investigations, and there's timelines that have to be met, and it clearly says what people's rights are and when we need to conclude things. It does clarify Title IX coordinator, the investigator role, the decision maker role, and then who those appeals go to. So they've done a lot of work here, and the board should know that Caitlin and Larry have reviewed this. It was so in-depth, we pulled Caitlin actually in person to one of our executive committee meetings just so we could go through this and make sure we understood this. And then, as you probably can understand, lots of professional development behind this. So Dr. Henderson has sat through, I think, at least 3 hours of training with Chuck Cagle on this policy. So this is getting a lot of focus here in the state level, and a lot of great training is happening. So this is here for first reading.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, I would remind that this is a first reading. The motion is approval of board policy 6.3041. Please cast your vote. The motion passes unanimously. Next, item B, 2020 LEA compliance report. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the 2020 LEA compliance report.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, this is something that we do annually. I'll read the first paragraph just so our community understands what we're doing here. Local education agencies are required to comply with all federal and state education laws and state board of education rules. This annual compliance report is one mechanism the department uses to ensure education laws and rules are faithfully executed. The Commissioner of Education is charged with taking corrective action when an LEA is non-compliant with those laws and rules or is not following the department-approved compliance plan. So again, this is something we do every year to make sure that we're in compliance.
Comments or questions from the board?
Good show.
Hearing none, the motion is approval of the 2020 LEA compliance report. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is the proposed budget timeline for 2021-2022. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, the proposed budget timeline for 2021-22 is presented for review, input, and approval. This calendar includes previous year's dates for items unconfirmed by the city. Updates will be made when the City Council's approved budget calendar for FY22 is available.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's that time of the year already, but I will let the board know that the executive directors and Ms. Smith have already met in our bi-monthly budget meeting, so we are already starting that work. And as you can see there, we already have things that are due coming up here in November. So it'll be an interesting budget year, but we're going to be as prepared as we can be moving forward. But this is the budget, and as we all know, changes sometimes do happen after we get some information from the city, but this is our starting point for right now.
Comments or questions from the board? The motion is the proposed budget timeline for 2021-2022. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next on the agenda is a facility alteration to Oak Ridge High School and Robertsville Middle School. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the facility alteration to Oak Ridge High School and Robertsville Middle School for installation of the Tennessee Historical Commission plaques.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Again, I know the board has seen this information, and this is on the tales of the 65th anniversary committee and the great work that they're doing. And I think everybody has probably seen these historical commission plaques around our city, but this would be specific for these two schools in regard to the integration of the Oak Ridge schools, and they would be placed somewhere in those driving circles, and there are lots of regulations on where those can be placed by the historical commission. So we'll get more detail once we get further. And I'd like to thank the Rotary Club of Oak Ridge, which I am a member, and it's great that they're funding these two plaques for our two schools.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, the motion is the facility alteration to Oak Ridge High School, Robertsville Middle School. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item E, FY21-21st CCLC grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY21-21st CCLC grant in the amount of $166,148.98.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
Again, as the board knows, we've been getting this grant for a long time. Does a lot of great things for our students, primarily at Glenwood and Willowbrook, and our staff has done a great job, as you can see there in the summary. We've had to change some things up and make some adjustments this year, but again, a yearly grant approval for the board to consider.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item, item F, facility alteration for Glenwood track restoration. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Glenwood track restoration project.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, this is part of our good news, and what a wonderful partnership, and a big thank you to Rogers Group, and of course the Glenwood PTO, in order to get this track resurfaced and striped. It's a feel-good project here.
Comments or questions? Ms. McLean.
Let it be known that the Glenwood PTO is donating $9,129 towards this project. I don't know how they raised that money, but I know there was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. So that's excellent.
Absolutely. Okay, the motion is the approval of the facility alteration for Glenwood track restoration. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is a review of the prior approval for the Oak Ridge High School Navy Junior ROTC trip to Hawaii. Before we get into that, I know either Mr. Livesey or Chief Nichols is going to speak, but before we do that, Chief, Could you come up and introduce the newest member of the ROTC program? Bring him with you.
It's my honor to have some help finally, and I applaud the administration at Oak Ridge High School of allowing me to have a say in who the hiree was, because it's very important that you have someone whose personalities are similar and we can work together. And unfortunately for the kids, unfortunate, is he and I were so much alike that they ain't got a chance. But this is Commander Keith Clem. He's 26 days into retirement.
Yes.
He's a great addition. The kids absolutely love him. And I'm old news. He's new kid on the block, and they always come in and, "Where's Commander at?" So never mind Chief anymore. So
I'm very blessed to have this opportunity. Thanks, Chief, for introducing me. And I really appreciate, again, the opportunity to come aboard here at Oak Ridge as we start up officially this fully funded program here, and look forward to seeing it thrive for many years. And as long as Chief can put up with me, I'll be here for many years. But thanks again for bringing me on board.
Thank you, and we're certainly very glad to have you. As equally as Chief pointed out, he is too.
Thank you, Beth.
Mr. Livesey or Chief, did you all want to make a comment or collectively before we let the board delve into this?
Thank you all for having us back, and we're looking forward to coming down here and having a conversation soon that COVID-19 is not part of the conversation. I know we're all there. So the last time we were together, about a month ago, month and a half ago, you gave us a charge to look at a few things before the final review of this trip. One was to find adult chaperones that could stay back if we had an outbreak on the trip. We did identify a lady and a gentleman that could stay back at the hotel as long as needed, and were funded and able to stay and do their work. We were also to find we were supposed to find a rapid test location. I can say that the secretary of our club, Booster Club, Kristen Levesey, and Susan DeBoard, our fundraiser chair, spent a lot of time on phones and on the internet looking, and we did identify two places in Knoxville. The tests are not there. They're coming, but they're not there. They said that it would be about 140 at one place and 200 at another place per cadet, and it was unclear if they could reach the 72-hour mark. So he said, you know, it's a 72-hour test. You come on Sunday. It's been up to 7 days before we've seen those back. So we feel like that's a pretty big hitch, and we wanted to be upfront about that. We have been watching very closely the problems with reopening of Hawaii, if y'all want to talk about that, and what's been good, what's been bad, if you have anything to say. Okay, I'll keep going. So you see what I do. So there has been some problems. There's been some problems with people getting to the island. And the way I understand it, because this is coming right from Kristen's, you know, telling me how she could. My wife has spent a lot of time looking at this trip for us. And there's been problems with, so you have to take a test before you leave, then you have to take a test when you get off the plane. And that's an immediate, like 15-minute test answer. But there's been cases where the government of Hawaii is asking to, like, oversee that fidelity of the test. So even though you get a negative test upon arrival, people have been in their rooms for 3 and 4 days waiting for the final approval. So there's obviously some issues. We're just here for some wisdom and some final. We understand that you all want us to go. We understand that you have waited till the last minute to make the decision for good news, but we know it's going to be your all's call on what the answer is going to be. you know.
The only thing that I would ask, and I mentioned it back in August when we came, is that if due to logic or whatnot, if you do rescind the approval of this, that I ask, humbly ask that all of the seniors, because we had 12 seniors who were planning on going on this trip that have been working extremely hard for 2 years to fundraise, that if we do end up not going this year and we're able to go, we are able to go next year, so we will be addressing, you know, the whole approval of that again, is that they get approved to attend the trip next year as well, because it's gonna, you know, they've really, really worked hard and they truly, honestly deserve that privilege, except, you know, for those that are off in the military or away at college, obviously they can't go, but everyone else who's still local, I would ask that you would permit them to go on this trip.
Tell me about the refund right now, the
normal
fee it is.
Oh, by rolling it to the as I know, Mr. Lay was at a board booster club meeting, and we had Chris Meeker on the phone. He's our point of contact with Pearl Harbor Parade Committee. He's out in Phoenix, Arizona. And a lot of the questions, a lot of concerns that you all had, we were addressing him on the phone and whatnot, and asked about moving it to next year. And he did say that we could move it to next year if you guys, you know, wanted to pull the approval of it for safety concerns. There would be a nominal fee. He said it'd be less than $100 a cadet to just roll everything over to next year. So that was a saving grace for us, and it'd be make that pill a lot easier to swallow if we are not able to go this year.
It has, I mean, because my son's involved in this and the games that we've spent fundraising, and it's a hard thing. There's a lot of time, a lot of effort in this trip, but we do want it to be a trip worth going to. So, I think.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. And, yeah, stay handy. Well, you don't have to stand up here, okay. But you can go be seated. Now we'll entertain some comments or questions from the board. Ms. Agle.
Please, can you first make a motion and a second?
Well, do you think we need to do that since it's a review? So if the motion would be to, the motion then would need to be what the recommendation is.
Yes, sir, for now, you've seen the motion.
So the motion would be to approve the review,
yes,
and then we can come back after that with additional motion. Yeah, okay. Okay, the motion then on the floor, and I would make that motion, would be to approve the review of the prior approval of the Oak Ridge High School Navy Junior ROTC trip to Hawaii.
Second.
Motion was seconded by Ms. Agle. Now we're ready for comments or discussion. Ms. Agle, thank you.
Well, as my colleagues know, I have a daughter who is a teacher in Honolulu. It was my plan to attend this trip to watch the parade. But I spoke with Lisa on Friday, and she said that it's only been a week or so since travelers were allowed in without a quarantine. And so far, she said it's still pretty safe, but it's too soon to know. Her suggestion was she wouldn't want to recommend we buy tickets for at least another week. But she also said that most of the restaurants are still not open or not open for in-person dining. Most of the attractions that a visitor to Honolulu would want to see are not open. The very things that I would recommend they go see are still closed. People are allowed on the beach, but only in groups of one. So if you're taking a group of students, the chaperone can't go with the student. It's one person can go to the beach, and that, having traveled with groups of students a time or two, that just doesn't happen. So as much as I hate to say it, and given that the cost to reschedule is less than the cost of the test per cadet, I think it makes sense to put this off to next year, as much as I hate that. But I would also hate for these students who've worked so hard to go and not get to do any of the things that are so special in Hawaii. The first time we went, I went to Pearl Harbor, I went to the Arizona Memorial, and I stood there and cried. It's that powerful. I don't want them to go unless they too can see that, because it's a very powerful thing that is very tied into what they're doing. So as much as I hate it, I think they would be better off to go next year.
Last time, promise. I've put on a few trips too with Oak Ridge Schools, and you've been on a few of them with me, Ms. Eagle. We've had a lot of good TSA trips to a lot of faraway places, and one thing we never wanted was downtime. And when you talk about those things, and one person on the beach, and then it's kind of like a lot of people in a hotel room, it sounds like to me. That's a problem. And I guess for me, my concern for ROTC, which I think is like one of the best things Oak Ridge Schools has got going right now, and why I spend my time wanting to help them and be a part of it, is that when they come back from this big trip, this is like the capstone trip, to date, this will be the biggest trip that's been taken. We want those kids saying this was the time of our life, not that we didn't get to do anything. And I mean, it's hard for kids, and it's hard for people before the trip to think about after the trip. But the reality is there's a lot more time after the trip to talk about it than before the trip. And then it's like, I wouldn't do that again. We want to make a wise decision on that. So.
Thank you. Other comments from board members at this point? Mr. Stevens.
All right. I agree 100% with Angie. Looking at the circumstances that we are having to contend with, I don't have a lot of faith sometimes on, not sometimes, most times on that state bureaucracy and how quickly the wind can change. And well, you said it was all right before we left, and now that we're here, we got something else. And there's just so much apprehension on this, and everyone there, all the students and the entire program has been outstanding, so there's no issue there whatsoever. But if we're going to make a mistake, let's err on the side of safety and just caution. And as much as I hate to also say so, I agree with Angie 100% that next year, I think, would probably be our wisest move, especially getting the intel that she has gotten from her point of contact there on the island. You want to go to, if you go into Hawaii, especially if you're going to be in Pearl, you want to be able to do everything and get it all while you're there. Because the students and all of you have worked so very hard to make it happen. And so I agree, you're overdue for an opportunity like this, and we really hate, or I really hate to say that, I just think it's wiser that we defer this until next year. You can roll all that. I'll definitely recommend the follow the recommendation that you had of giving those seniors an opportunity to go next year if they're available to do that. But under the circumstances, it's just so iffy right now. We don't want them sitting around in the room, much less stranded or anywhere else while they're there to really celebrate a lot of hard work, not only raising the funds, but also on all the contests and competitions, rather, that they have been in and have excelled extremely well. They are a stellar program, and we want to make sure that you get all the things that you are due for to celebrate that excellence that you've established in the program. Thank you.
Ms. McClain.
We have all supported this trip. I've eaten pancakes, Mexican food. I've got mums on my front porch. I have a sweatshirt. We want you to go. I just think the situation right now is not good. We want it to be a trip of a lifetime and something that you'll always remember for good reasons, not bad reasons. I'm going to recommend that you go next year. But of course, everyone who has worked so hard should get to go next year. Yeah, pancake. You've got a second career just in case. Yeah.
And I would. I'm not going to repeat all that as my colleagues have said because they've said it quite well. I would just add. I can remember being seated here a number of months ago, having to deal with trips to New York, orchestra trips and band trips and so forth, and the situation was really just evolving at that time. But we as a board made the decision to not approve those trips at that time, and correctly so. I hope, and we all hope and pray, that when it's time to move forward with this trip next year, that the conditions will be such that will allow us to do that. And has been said, the effort, the excitement, the caliber of young ladies and young men that will be going on this trip are top notch and certainly have deserved and earned the opportunity to do that, and we hope they will be able to. I would encourage you you will need to come back to us with a proposal for the trip again, and we'll go through this process again. And I would encourage you in doing so to take a look at what it would take to be able to have the seniors that missed out that could go. And at the same time, we as a board will ask our administrative staff to be in contact with our attorneys to make sure, because they will not be our students at that time, what we might need to do or can do just to make sure that will happen. So with that being said, I would make a motion to amend the motion, and the motion, the amendment would be to rescind the approval for the Navy Junior ROTC trip to Hawaii, and that would be in the form of a motion.
I'll second that.
Ms. McClain seconded? Yes, okay. Any additional comments or discussion on the amendment? Hearing none, we're voting on the amendment, which is to rescind the approval for the Navy Junior ROTC trip to Hawaii. Please cast your vote. Motion passed as amended. Yes. It just automatically did it for us. Yeah, you want us to do it? Okay. We now need to make, we need to vote on the motion, which the motion was to, well, let me read this. Wait just a minute. That just did it twice. It's the same thing. Yeah, it changed it. No, I think we're good. I think we're good there. Okay. Very good. Thank you all for being here. We appreciate it. You know, Mr. Levis, if you maybe have some pancakes in the back here, at future board meetings could probably help out a little bit. Just saying.
I'll do it.
I know you will. Okay, moving on, items for information, financial report. Any questions? Enrollment and attendance reports. Mr. Lay, any comments?
You know, all I would do is just remind everyone the rules have changed. And when I look at the charts, you know, it's given that we have the hybrid schedule at the middle school, the high school, and we have Connect OR. I mean, you know, we still need to collect data, but we're not currently comparing apples to apples in these charts. So just keep that in mind.
We long for the days when we can compare apples to apples.
Yes, I would second that one.
These days, I'm more worried about is everybody still alive?
Okay, any old business? New business, communications, remind the board that we will be visiting Willowbrook. Is that correct? Yes, Willowbrook on the 28th at 9. The time has changed to 9 a.m. On November the 4th, we have a board retreat. On November the 11th, we're visiting Oak Ridge High School. I would anticipate that time would probably change too, so we'll wait to see for that. Also, board members, it's time for our board evaluation. You'll be receiving the board evaluation on November the 2nd. On November the 6th, that will be due to Ms. Lammerhurt. On November the 9th, I will receive the composite of the board self-evaluation, and we'll share that with the board. And then at our board meeting on November the 23rd, that will be an item for discussion at that time. Ms. Lammerhurt will send board members the information that I just went over, so you'll have that for your records. Any other comments? Dr. Borchers, any additional information?
No, not this evening, no.
Thank everyone for being here tonight. Stay safe, stay healthy. We are adjourned.